So I will call the meeting to order. Please join me for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the October 18th meeting of the Planning Commission. Welcome. The first item on the agenda is a roll call, and we have Mike Harmer, Marty Seitz, Don Grudy, Mike Paraskevich, and myself, David King, present. The next item is the minutes from our last meeting, September 13th. Do I have a motion to accept them with minor editorial?
Yeah, we could discuss it, but the only discussion I have is that you did a great job of putting those together, and I would make the motion that we accept the minutes with some minor corrections, typos that we could feed to David.
Second. Any further discussion?
I think on line two, I think we need to add meeting after the words Planning Commission meeting. I think we're having a Planning Commission meeting. And then on line 26.
I'm sorry, that's on line?
Line two of the first page.
Okay.
I don't have the lines.
Fine.
And then line 26, Commissioner Legate's last name is not capitalized, but you can capitalize that on Legate's. That's my corrections. Thank you.
Any other comments? All in favor of approving? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good. And here's Chuck McKinney.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's fine. We started on time.
I just moved over. I saved your seat, Chuck, and then have your comments.
So the first order of business is a public hearing on the draft ordinance to amend Chapter 101, which is currently called Floodplain Management of the Town Code, and replacing that with a flood damage, and it should, with a flood damage reduction ordinance, which will then now be forwarded with our recommendations to the town commissioners if passed at this meeting. They will then have a public hearing and a meeting and hopefully pass this. This is currently based on language provided by the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, and the town is required to enact a flood damage reduction ordinance prior to March 15th. Actually, prior to March 16th, that is acceptable to FEMA to be eligible to continue, for the residents of the town to be eligible to continue to purchase flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program. So I will open the public hearing. If the members of the public have any comments. Yes, sir. Please give us your name.
Brian Good, 5 Dickinson Street, 1B Ocean Harbor. In the things I've been reading, it makes reference to a percentage of the property owners that would be affected by this dilemma of if they had to rebuild, they would bump up against the 35-foot height limit if they had to meet the new FEMA elevations. Is there a map or a designation of the properties that would be affected by that?
No, we don't have a map of those specific properties or a designation of those specific properties. Planning Commissioner Don Grudy walked around the Bay Area and did an estimate of what's the base elevation of these buildings, what's the height of the buildings, and if the buildings had to be raised 2 or 3 feet, did it look like they would exceed 35? So there were 70, I think you said.
Slightly in excess of 70,
And that was a number I read somewhere. Yeah.
And so that's 70, was that just west of Route 1?
Yes.
So that's 70 out of 300 or 400, probably.
Okay, was any look given to the Oceanside properties?
I suspect that's less of a problem on the Oceanside.
Has FEMA published the final elevations yet and new zoning?
What you're asking is there a new flood insurance rate map?
Okay.
That's the question you are asking. And the answer is, yes, they have published preliminaries that are to become effective on March 16th of 2015. And there are copies of them back here if you want to look at them now or during the meeting or after the meeting.
Not a copy to take.
Not a copy to take. But I can... So this is the effective flood zone. And this one over, that is the preliminary flood zones that will become in effect.
On March. Okay, so when it says VE10, 10 foot is the new flood
elevation.
That's above sea level, right?
That's above sea level, so that used to be VE12.
Okay, thank you. I can do it.
I think you can go online, right? These maps are online.
I went online probably 6-7 months ago, and I wasn't sure if what I saw was final. But you're telling me if I go on FEMA's website now,
It's still preliminary.
Right.
But you're telling me it probably won't change.
They had all of the public meetings and public hearings related to the new maps, and they got no input that would have them change the maps. So unless something catastrophic happens between now and March 16th, that preliminary map will be the final map.
Okay, thank you.
And if you leave me your email, I will find a map and email it to you.
I can do that.
Okay, any other public comment?
Just to follow up on this gentleman's comment, is it possible...
Name, please.
Bill Lauer, pardon. Sorry, David. Is it possible to get that map on the town's website?
Absolutely. If it's not already.
There's a ton of materials that this distinguished group has pulled together, but it just seems to me...
We will put it on the front page, readily accessible.
Thank you.
That's a good idea. It's panel 354 of 660. To make it easy on
354 of 660.
354 of 660 is the one I've got right here, David. Firm panel. Right? And that was the May 17th, 2013 version I have.
Anyway, if you give me your email, I'll make sure you get it. We'll make sure it's prominently displayed on the town website. Any other public input regarding the... If not, I will close the public hearing. And now discuss amongst the planning commissioners. What I'd like to do is go around the table, and if there are any issues you want to discuss, then discuss them. And I have a couple of issues that I would like to discuss at the end. My expectation is that we will, before we stop, we will have a document that is acceptable to the majority of us to recommend to the commissioners. And so I just want to make sure that everybody's concerns are addressed, and we find a way to get this recommended to the town commissioners by the end of this meeting.
So maybe
So, Marty, you want to start?
Well, Chairman, maybe you can give a background. I mean, this was a six-month in progress? Or?
We've been working on sea level rise and zoning changes related to sea level rise probably for the last year. We've had seven or eight meetings where we have discussed various issues related to sea level rise, much of it related to this ordinance. In July, we were actually blessed by being given a copy of FEMA's language to work off of. And Jim Dedes and I went to a meeting hosted by a contractor working with FEMA to ensure that the Sussex County townships were actually able to meet the March deadline for having an acceptable flood damage reduction statute in place. And we were told that of the 26 communities that she worked with in one of the other counties, and I can't remember which one, that adopted the FEMA language, they were approved by FEMA, and a few that decided that they wanted to keep their own language, that they were not approved the first time through, and that it was problematic to adopt to bring their old code up to the standards required for required by FEMA. This current draft, and so over the last three or four meetings, we as a commission have gone over this, discussed various elements, gone back and forth, and between each of those meetings, I have communicated with the DENREC contractor to make sure that the language, that the directions that we were moving would be acceptable to FEMA. So currently the language in this document is, I believe, is believed by this DENREC contractor who's worked with, you know, 30, 40 communities already to pass FEMA requirements, feels that, this document currently is an okay, would be approved by FEMA. That's not to say we can't make changes to it, that won't be. The caveat when we approve something would be that it, that the DENREC contractor is okay with any changes in the language, and she's been pretty good about working with me on some of the language, and you know, to some extent it's just minor tweaks. It hasn't changed any of the sense. So I guess that the other thing that would be good is for me to summarize what's different in this document from the FEMA recommendations. And when we started, Mike Harmer went through our code and the FEMA code and said what's new and what in our old code is not contained in the FEMA code. In the first markup of the draft, he imported the old Dewey code that got lost in the translation into the FEMA recommendations. And there's two sections that are identified in this draft, section 1.4F and 3.3B, that have been dragged over from our code, our old code, our existing code, chapter 101, and embedded into the FEMA code, and the DENREC contractors fine with that. There are innumerable administrative amendments. The FEMA code said insert the name of your township, and so you know that all got done. There's some places where we added language where it requires, where the procedures require things like a survey or a site plan. We felt that we wanted to designate that it was by a professional engineer or a professional land surveyor. So that language got imported into this document, and the DENREC contractor is fine with that. We did change the town's definition of substantial damage from the old code, from our old code, which was more restrictive than the FEMA code. So we changed that to the FEMA recommendation. Our old code was 30% cumulative over 10 years, and the FEMA guidelines are 50% as a trigger for substantial loss and what that means. We added a lifetime limitation on the lifetime of building permits to, I believe, 3 years, which was in our code rather than FEMA, which doesn't seem to have a life expiration of building codes. We added a limit on raising structures that encroach in setbacks to no more than the base flood elevation plus freeboard plus a tenth of a foot as a vertical tolerance, to make this consistent with other aspects of the town zoning code, to limit the elevation of structures to meet flood requirements, FEMA flood requirements, if the structures exceed the town height limits. So that kind of addresses Mr. Good's question. We are committed to working to define ways to ameliorate that situation. And one of those will be addressed later on in this meeting.
All right, good. Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not done. Okay. So there is a decrease in the elevation required for manufactured homes, although no new manufactured homes are allowed in Dewey Beach. And that went from 18 inches to 12 inches freeboard. Designation of the town manager as a floodplain manager. Inclusion of review by the Planning Commission and a Planning Commission report to the Board of Adjustment as part of the process related to variance requests. So, and finally, that not in a change here, but we will need to add a section to Chapter 80, Section 14, a new section under violations and penalties in the civil violations code. So that's basically, you know, you might say that's not a lot of change. The language in here currently related to all of those changes is acceptable to the DENREC contractor. And so we are, you know, good to go.
All right, good. Thank you. Should you ask my comments first? I think we're in good shape on this. I like the compromise that we made in terms of the elevation requirements, specifically the required 12-inch above freeboard of the lowest floor on a property. And we have talked about 24 inches or 36 inches as well. And I think that the 12 inches is important because it preserves the our ability to enforce the 35 foot, or let's say building height restrictions and limit to, you know, plus 35 feet plus or minus a foot or something. But, you know, I recognize that the trade-off is that, in fact, we don't get the best discount in terms of flood insurance. And so we've given up some things to have that lower restriction. And my understanding is that if a building is at, say, 30 feet, they're welcome to go up 3 feet or 4 feet with their freeboard, so they have an opportunity to anticipate maybe a 30 or 40 year change in climate or change in sea level. But if they're really at the 35 foot limit, they're going to be limited. We're not going to be, the town with this recommendation is not going to be allowing 4 or 5 feet in excess of 35 feet, is my understanding. So I'm just sort of reinforcing kind of my, some of the stuff we went over, and I think we're in good shape on this. So I don't have any issues that I would like to discuss here. So thank you.
Okay. Mike?
I have no issues. I think we've been through it in, numerous times. I read the final draft, and I think you've done a good job of getting all the comments together and back and forth with DENREC. I've seen their track changes when they made comments, and I have no more comments to add at this point.
Chuck?
I have to agree with Marty and with Mike. I think we've been through this. I'm glad that we finally got back to the 12 inches as opposed to the 3 feet or 18 inches. Other than that, I think it's good to go.
Okay.
Same.
I'm pretty much the same. I agree. You know, I'm glad we're wrapping it up and back to that. I just have a couple thoughts and maybe questions on one section. Just as a clarification, maybe at the last meeting I heard something I didn't hear, or I didn't hear something I heard.
Where are you?
With the Board of Adjustment, at the last meeting when we were discussing the possibility of going to, if we're breaching the 35-foot limit, going to the Board of Adjustment to get a variance for the height. And I thought at the last meeting it was brought out that the Board of Adjustment doesn't have the authority to do that with the height. So that was just something that was taken out of context. My question is, the Board of Adjustment does have the authority.
I believe the Board of Adjustment has the ability to grant a variance for anything that is in the zoning code, including height.
I thought they did too, but I just wanted to clarify at the last meeting if that was said, that was incorrect.
That was said incorrectly.
Okay. And just a clarification on section under the variances, 101.6.3.
It's got to be 7, doesn't it?
Is it going to be 7? Am I out of order? 29.30.
And 7 is variances.
Well, now, before that, 109. 101.6.3.
B.
B4.
Yeah. So that's on page 30.
Page 30. Yeah, number Roman numerals 2. If a variance to the building height restriction is not granted, the applicant may seek a variance from the building elevation required by this chapter per section 101.7. I'm assuming that means they could seek a variance from the 1 foot freeboard.
Or from the requirement to meet the base flood elevation.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about, because we have to meet the base flood elevation. The Board of Adjustment cannot give a variance to be below the base flood elevation and comply with FEMA's regulations.
Well, my understanding, so this was language that we sent to FEMA, and FEMA came back with, and FEMA said, Denrick said two things, and that's why this language is structured this way. One was that you couldn't apply for a variance to the base elevation.
You could not. Is that what you're saying?
They wanted you to, they said you have to apply first for a variance from the height, because they feel this is a step. So the language in Roman numeral small little I says, shall first seek a variance from the height.
From the height requirement.
They view that as aesthetic. They view variance from the where you put your floor as a safety issue.
Right.
And my understanding of this is that you can get a variance from the base elevation requirement, period. So the base, the 100-year flood plus the freeboard, you can get a variance to that. Otherwise, there would be no reason to have a variance requirement in the code at all.
That may be. I have to admit, I've never seen that. I've never seen a variance required for the base flood elevation.
I can't imagine what hardship you would have that would say if you're rebuilding your house that you're not going to.
I could see applying for a variance for the 1 foot freeboard, because FEMA really doesn't, I mean, FEMA recommends that you apply a freeboard, but it's not part of their guidelines for the flood insurance. They recommend you provide a 1 foot freeboard, but they don't make it part of their guidelines. So I think what I'm concerned about is the Board of Adjustment could give a variance from the town's regulation of the 1 foot freeboard, but I don't think that they could give a variance for the base flood elevation. That would, I mean, it could be, I've never seen that in my practice. The base flood elevation is the guideline that they set. We have to meet to comply with the flood insurance program.
So would this be better if we took out the building elevation and put in their required freeboard?
You're right, Chuck. I think somehow I recommend that we specify in there that.
Can you guys give me a minute?
Yep.
I'm just trying to find an earlier version of this.
Where FEMA might have commented there.
So, under 7.1, the FEMA language says the town shall have the power to authorize in specific cases such variances from the requirements of these regulations not inconsistent with federal regulations.
Not inconsistent with federal regulations.
So, I will defer to your knowledge. So you would like to change this to so they can to allow them to seek a variance from the freeboard.
Yep, from the freeboard requirement,
but not the base flood.
But not the base flood.
So little two goes out. Is that what we're saying, Mike?
Pardon?
No, it still allows them to do from the freeboard. But not the base flood elevation. And that would be changed in three places. Because this language appears in three places.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay. Is people okay with that?
Yeah, that you're just talking about getting rid of like B little Roman numeral 2. Where
No. B little Roman numeral 2, and I'll say if a variance from the building height restriction is not granted, the applicant may seek a variance from the freeboard.
Right.
But not base flood elevation required by this chapter.
Okay, yeah.
As per 101.7. And
yeah. Okay. What I was going to propose if we didn't do that, based on Mike's comments, would be to go back and ask the person from Denrick, but I think we just take it out is probably the best thing because,
well, you know, and again, you know, in section seven, which authorizes the Board of Adjustment to actually hear variances, it says not inconsistent with federal policy. Okay. And so, I mean, if federal policy says they can't. Okay. So I had some housekeeping.
Just one other, can I just do another comment?
Okay, hang on a second.
Take a look at this. Ultimately, I would like motion somehow to capture some of those caveats. Mike?
Under 1017, the variances. At the last meeting, I believe that there was some confusion or understanding of our authority or realm of authority, whether we could limit the Board of Adjustment to what they are capable of hearing in their realm of authority. And I think someone was supposed to go to the Board of Adjustment and speak with them about...
This was sent to the chair of the Board of Adjustment and asked for any feedback that he got a week or two weeks ago, I think, and we've not heard back.
I haven't heard back. Okay, so it's appropriate that we could add a section in the floodplain ordinance that would limit or give the Board of Adjustment their authority and what they can do.
I think so. Yeah, and I don't see this as limiting their authority. I see this as clearly giving them authority and requiring that they do certain things and lets them do other things as well.
Okay.
It doesn't say...
All right. They've had an opportunity to look at it.
That's
all I have, Dave.
Okay. On page one, between the time that we approve a document and it comes before the town commissioners, I need to go through the rest of the code to make sure that to flag any areas that are in conflict with this code. And so I will do that once we have a final draft, and those areas will be indicated here at the bottom of page one, kind of where it says comment DSK 2. We need a list of citations. There was a question from the generic contractor on page three, item O. So this is 101.1.2.0. We added as a, under statement of purpose, an additional provide for the continued use and occupancy of residential use and mixed-use structures. And the question from the generic contractor was, did we want to include commercial use structures? So this would say provide for the continued use of and occupancy of residential use, mixed-use, and commercial use structures. And that seemed a reasonable thing to me. Chuck shaking his head, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would note for the public at least and to remind us that when Mike Harmer did his initial comparison, there were some definitions that were not included in the FEMA language. And we started off by importing those into this document and then deleted them in part based on the Denver contractor's recommendation because they were defining things that weren't in the new proposed code.
Right.
And so they weren't really necessary. One of my tasks for homework on page 9, the definition of substantial damage, was to talk to the people in the community rating system to see how changing our definition of substantial damage would affect the scoring, the town's scoring. And so her comment was that we would lose 76 points in the CRS scoring. We're currently at 1386, so this would move us down to about 1300. Every 500 points, property owners in town get a 5% discount on their insurance purchase through the National Flood Insurance Program. So it moves us 76 points further away from another 5% reduction, but it doesn't move us below the threshold for the current 10% total that we get.
Good. Good outcome.
So that's basically all I have. I would try to sway my fellow commissioners to increase the fee board at least to 18 feet, but I assume that's a
18 inches.
Oh. At least 18 inches, but I assume that that's a no-go at this point.
That's water under the house. All right, I'll put it that way. I'd like to make a motion that the Planning Commission approve the draft that we have in front of us, pursuant to these three conditions here. One is we want to incorporate those amendments discussed at this meeting that gained consensus approval. I think there were probably two or three changes that we had looked at. Second point was that minor administrative cleanup, including identification of conflicting sections of the code and entering details regarding the deletion. And we want to delete the color coding and comments included in this document that we have here. And we had in there for Planning Commission benefits just to finalize the document. And then thirdly, incorporate any amendments suggested by subsequent DENREC review that might be required for FEMA approval, provided the chair feels that such amendments are minor and are not contrary to the sense of this commission. So that's my motion.
And a second?
I'll second that motion.
Any other discussion on the motion?
I'd like to discuss just the color coding. We found the color coding and comments to be very enlightening in terms of where the issues are and so forth. And those are available to the public and the town commissioners as well. So it's not that we're going to eliminate that, and it's not going to be visible to the town commissioners. They'll have the opportunity to look at the color coded and comments here, and I think they'll find that very useful. So it's not that we're eliminating them; it's just that we're just going to clean up the final document that we recommend to the town commissioners.
Well, that's a good point. We can provide them with two documents.
Yes.
A marked up document, marked up document, basically this document, and a clean document.
Yeah, right. And some of the things that went circuitously and never got changed, we can get rid of those comments because they didn't amount to anything. But I think it's a good guide for others, including town commissioners, to see where, in fact, the changes have been made. Those are my comments. Thank you.
Then I'll call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? So that's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Check. Got that done.
Abstain.
Pardon?
Abstain. I'm sorry.
No one.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Thank you. It was unanimous.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job, dudes. I think a round of applause. So this will go to the commissioners. Hopefully the commissioners will have a public hearing at their November meeting, and we'll approve something that will then go on.
I just wanted to add my thank you and congratulations. I know it's been a long task. And I know after Storm Sandy, that was one of the first calls I made was David Higgins. We've got to work this out now, so we know what we can do and if something like that hits. So I'm very proud of you. And I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I can see where this something like this could slip into the crack. In other words, we've been working on it for 12 months. If we had started 9 months ago, we'd be pushing up against that March. Yeah. We wouldn't give the town any commissioners any opportunity to scrutinize this at any depth. So that's good planning on the chairman's part by and large. And I'm glad that we can get it to the commissioners months before that deadline. So that'd be good.
And good foresight by Madam Mayor.
Yes.
Right, there you go.
I mean, anecdotally, I get a phone call from a reporter from the Coast Press who asked how we were doing, and I said we're great, we're on track to get this by our deadline, and she said, well, you know, South Bethany is doing really well and they're pretty far along, and I said I thought we'd be done in October, and she expressed skepticism at that. So anyway,
we're done with step one. Now, of course, the town still has to go to step two, and that is the commissioners have to do it. So we still got some, so there's some work to be done. But this is good. I'm glad we got this done. Thank you.
Okay.